The question was asked, what is a drasha? And we have to discern between the term drasha in Talmudic terminology and in modern terminology. In modern terminology, a drasha is a speech in modern Hebrew. But really, drasha is a derivation. Chazal were given laws of derivation. Yud gimel midot shaTorah nidreshet bahin. 13 laws of derivation that we use to derive things from the Torah. So drasha, ordinarily in Talmudic terminology, means a derivation. Something that's derived from the verse using the logical laws of inference. Logical laws that we have on tradition from Moshe from Sinai.
So it's not just taking something in Torah or in Tanakh and just making it into an allegory. It has to be logical.
So now you're taking me where I wasn't sure if you want to go. So can it also be with regard to allegories? So the Shelah HaKadosh, there's a work called the Shelah Shnei Luchos HaBris. I think his name was Rabbi Horowitz. And he wrote a work. He lived a little bit around the time of the Beis Yosef, a little bit afterwards. He wrote a work which is Kabbalistic on one sense, on one level, but also there's a lot of things in Pshat, and that work is divided into Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebe'al Peh. And in his introduction to the Torah Shebe'al Peh, he begins discussing what does the word drasha mean? Why is it that there's a machlokes? Rabbi Yishmael says there are 13 midot shatorah nidreshet behen, whereas Rabbi Lezber, Rabbi Yossi, I don't remember who the conflicting opinion says, that there are 32 laws of derivation. And he says that everyone agrees that you use both forms of laws of inference. He says the machlokes between them is what does the word drasha encompass? Does the word drasha only encompass derivations that are halachic, or does it also encompass derivations which are agadic, derivations that we apply? It's not only agadic, it's also pshat, meaning sometimes we have rules that teach us how to understand pshat, and they're not really derivations, or that is the question. Do we view them as derivations, or do we say, no, that's just understanding what it says? Some of them are more far-fetched than others. Some of them really require more of a tradition than others. But according to the Shlah, that is exactly the discussion. Do you call those things drushos or not? Okay? Now, you could understand me better if you look at the laws, if you look at the 13 and compare them with the 32. But for now, that's what we can say.